Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Karen Beck, and I spoke to a gal the other day. It's about a unauthorized charge. Actually, there were two charges.
Yes, ma'am. I have your account.
You do?
Can you verify your address?
Okay. Yes, it's 727 Southwest Rogue River Avenue, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97526.
Okay, yes, I do see that you said that you refused the refund that you was offered and you're just going to dispute it with your bank. Is that true?
No. No. The gal basically was very, very rude. I was on the phone for quite a while with her. She kept talking over me. And basically, it ended with her saying, okay, ma'am, thank you very much for your time. And she hung up.
Okay. Have you disputed the charges with your bank, ma'am?
I have not.
All right. I'm refunding the $49.97. For January, now the December charge wouldn't be refundable because you ordered a Wi-Fi booster and it did advise if you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you would be charged $49.97 for the online gadget store, which is a store where you can buy other gadgets and you get $125.
The thing is, right, exactly. See, none of this was explained to me. I had no idea what it was, but to be charged $495?
$49.97, but ma'am, it told you that online when you initially placed the order in the terms. But as a courtesy, I have fully refunded January's charge.
Hang on just a moment. Thank you. Okay. Now listen, the thing is I keep getting these charges where
ma'am, the
it
last
originally...
time we... Okay. See, this is what happened. Okay. Those gifts are a gift for signing up for that online gadget store. We're really not supposed to refund you anything, but as a courtesy, I refund you $49.97 for January's charge. December's charge wouldn't even be refundable because it's over 30 days old. It's almost 60 days old.
Well, okay. The thing is it's not explained. It says shipping charge only.
Yes, ma'am, it does say that. But when you click those terms underneath your credit card, it fully explains it, ma'am. So I do apologize. Okay. Now, I went above and beyond and refunded you a charge that I wasn't even supposed to refund. I cannot touch December's charge, ma'am.
Well, I think this is absolutely ridiculous. Because what keeps happening now... Okay, listen, I keep getting, ever since I've done this,
Ma'am, you've only been charged twice.
Only twice? Yes, at 49, whatever it was.
Yes, ma'am.
Two times.
Yes, ma'am, because it's a monthly reoccurring membership.
For what?
For the online gadget store where you can order gadgets at a discounted rate. But you're canceled now and I have refunded $49.97.
Okay, what's it called? Online gadget.
You actually signed up for, give me 1 minute and I'll tell you exactly which store you used.
No, I understand. I'm not authorizing to be charged.
Ma'am, that's
this.
What you do when you order that. You authorized it.
I understand it as being a ship. You just pay shipping for the free gift. Plus the thing doesn't even work. It doesn't even work. It's
okay,
broken.
Ma'am, that's free, and the membership is
$49.99.
I understand, ma'am. There's nothing further we can do but refund that one charge. And that's as a courtesy. Even if you go to your bank's going to do an investigation. We're going to send them the terms and conditions that was on the line online when you ordered it. The box that says you were 18 years of age or older, the tracking number that shows the original product was delivered and the IP address it was ordered from, then it would be deemed as a valid charge and none of these charges would be refundable.
Could I please get a copy of what you're saying?
I can give you the website to get the terms off of, ma'am. I can't send anything through email.
Okay.
The website you used to order it.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Is trendydiscountgoods.com. TRENDY, trendy discount goods.com.
Discount goods.
And if you want to, we can go over that together. It says online discount. When you sign into it, it's going to show you a picture of a Wi-Fi thing that you can boost. Now, you do know that the cables don't come with that. You have to hook your own Ethernet cord up to that.
Yes, my grandson did all that. It doesn't work.
Okay. So it says, yes, send me my bundleless Wi-Fi. Do you see that?
I'm not on the website.
Okay, so when you click that, it you put your name, first name, last name, and all that information in there. You hit next, enter your shipping. And when you go to shipping, it says 745. But if you go down to the bottom and click those terms and conditions, what it states for the trial is, in addition to the 745 shipping and handling I am paying now, I understand and agree the following. By clicking the order now button, I will immediately be charged only $7.45 for shipping and handling to ship my free Infinity Wi-Fi booster, which is a welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Disc Direct Savings Store. I will also be charged $49.97 for my first month's membership within the next 48 hours. But with the free Infinity Wi-Fi booster and the $125 gift card to the best consumer gadget club on the web, it is really costing me nothing to become a member. That by being a member to the Customer Direct Savings Store, I will receive the $125 gift card every month and will have access to the direct from factory savings on hundreds of products. That my credit card will be billed $49.97 monthly for my membership. I also understand that I am free to cancel my membership at any time by simply contacting customer service at the, and it provides a phone number. And I will not be charged further. See terms and conditions at the bottom of your URL for cancellation, refund policy, and more details.
Okay, I appreciate you taking the time to read all that to me because I did not see any of that.
It was at the bottom of the page and you have to click those terms. But as a courtesy, yeah. I did refund $49.97 of your money back.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, I just got charged again from a different company. And basically what I'm learning, because I keep getting these charges on things that I don't have a clue what they're talking about. And I just found another charge. I called the company, talked to a fella, and he said, basically, when you sign up for these, like...
free gifts.
Right. Free gift things. Your information is passed on to folks like us.
Okay,
and
ma'am.
I said, but I did not authorize this. So I've been charged four different times from different companies. That I have no idea.
Okay, ma'am, the only way they can charge you is if you're signing up for the free gift when they send you the email. If you don't order those free gifts, no one can charge you, ma'am, so I do apologize. When you get those emails and surveys, it's very important to read those terms. Now, I can't speak for other companies. That's not our company. I've refunded the charge for January for our company.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I will never, ever.
And ma'am, when you get those emails or those text messages for those surveys, you can always text stop to the text, or you can opt out of those emails on your own on the line, okay?
Right. I mean, I live in an assisted facility, and I mean, I'm on a fixed income, and I get,
understand.
I mean, every time I turn around, every week I've got these charges on my statement for nothing.
So don't click
for absolutely
don't
nothing.
Click on those surveys, ma'am, or so that you don't get those.
I will not ever again. I'm out hundreds of dollars right now.
Well, I do apologize.
It's crazy. I can't even believe this world. I can't even believe this world. It's insane. So thank you for the refund. And I mean, right now I'm fighting another company because I said, well, where did you get my information? And I've said the same
thing
on other
charges. They got your information because you clicked those surveys they send you. And when you click those surveys and fill out for that free gift, they're getting you're putting your credit card in there for the shipping. And it's telling you at the bottom, you've got to read that by signing up for them free gifts, you're being enrolled to a membership.
Well, it's not fair. It's not fair at all.
We've refunded our charge for January, and we do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.